come now and see the works of God. How wonderful He is in His doing toward all people. Today is Friday, June 11th, in the season of ordinary time. Take a moment to be still and become aware of God's presence within you and all around you. Satisfy us by your loving kindness in the morning, so shall we rejoice and be glad all the days of our life. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. A reading from the book of John. Jesus taught us, saying, "I have loved you just as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my own joy may be in you, and your joy complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. No one can have greater love than to lay down his life for his friends." John 15, 9 through 13. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. The Morning Psalm. The law of the Lord is perfect and revives the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure and gives wisdom to the innocent. The statutes of the Lord are just and rejoice the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear and gives light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean and endures forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, more than much fine gold, sweeter far than honey in the comb. By them also is your servant enlightened, and in keeping them there is great reward. Psalm 19. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. O God, from whom all good proceeds, grant that by your inspiration I may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding may do them. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Lord God Almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity. And in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. Go forth in the peace and in the presence of Christ.